Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Samach Gimel, at the top of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, at the new Mishnah, in Pashas Vayikra in Perek Beis, the Pasuk brings down five types of Minchas Nedavah. Our Mishnah will discuss the Minchas Machvas and the Minchas Macheshes. The next Mishnah will discuss the Minchas Mafetana, which is either brought as Chalos Matzos or Kike Matzah. Finally, there's the standard Minchas Seiles. Now our Mishnah begins, Ha'imeh Harei B'Machvas Lo Yavi B'Macheshes Lo Yavi B'Machvas, that if someone makes a Nedar, I'm going to bring a kar mincha b'machvas, then he can't bring a minchas macheshes. And if he states, I'm going to bring a minchas macheshes, then he can't bring a minchas machvas. And if he would do so, he would not be yotzei chiyuv, and he would not be mekayim his neder, and he would have to bring another kar mincha. And certainly in the case where he actually brought a minchas mafitana, or he brought a minchas seglas, then certainly he would not be yotzei chiyuv. And the Mishnah now continues and brings machlikas between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel as to the definition of a minchas machvas and a minchas machvas. And as the Mishnah continues, Ma be machvas macheshes, macheshes yesh lakisoi, machvas ein lakisoi, divu Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that the only difference between a minchas machvas and a minchas macheshes is that a minchas macheshes is brought in a pan or a pot that has a cover on it, whereas a minchas machvas is brought in a pan that doesn't have a cover on it. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel leimer, macheshes amuku maser reichishin, and machvas sofo maser koshin, that a minchas macheshes is made in a pan that is deep, therefore when you touch the end product, it shakes around and is spongy, and as Rashi explains, that since it's placed in a deep pan and therefore the oil is retained very well in the pan, so kishemuniach adam etzpoy ala mincha, not Hashem b'teicha, and therefore it shakes around, and zok Rashi that losh macheshes is loshin remes to mategmin and rechashin, which refers to a creeping creature, and it's like the mincha is creeping as it moves around. However, the minchas machbas is made on a pan that only has a very shallow edge and it's similar to a griddle. Therefore, as Rashi states, that since its oil spreads out on the entire kli, and therefore a lot of the oil will burn off, therefore the end product will be hard and will actually be burnt. And like we find the lashon of tzafa pnei hamayim that's floating on top of the water. And also, Ayin Rabbeinu Gesher, machvas tzafa ein lo bis kibul el chalokahi dichsiv al machvas, and tzafa Now Gemara begins, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that what is the reason Rabbi Yisrael Glili states that the difference between a machvas and macheshes, and a macheshes has a cover, and a machvas doesn't have a cover. And the Gemara explains, if you will tell me that his mekor, the macheshes, has a cover, based on the pasuk in Tehillim that states, my heart is moved when it does good things. Similarly, when someone brings a carbon as a minchas macheshes, he is bringing it as a kapara on the fact that he had bad thoughts and bad intentions, and since someone's thoughts are hidden away from the public, therefore he brings a minchas macheshes in a pan that's also covered. And the machvas to asya amachboya haper kedamri inshi minabech nabuche, and the lashon of machvas comes from the lashon of someone that's speaking, which is something that is out in the open and something public, and it comes to bimchaper on someone that was over on rechilis, and that's why he brings a carbon in an open pan. That's why they would bring a minchas machvas. But the Gemara is ema ibcha that lemaisa, if you're basing it on the usage of this word, that I can tell you punk fakert that machvas to asa machbaya lev possibly is called a machvas as it comes to be mechaper on someone that has secrets of his heart. He had bad intentions. Dichsiv laman chbeis levoyach, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Vayitzei, and Laban said to Yaakov, and why did you run away from me in secret? And possibly that's why it's called a minchas machvas. And possibly macheshes the asya chushei keda amri inshi havem rachshon sivsoisei, and possibly the minchas macheshes is brought for someone that spoke improperly and spoke rechilas, and the lashon achushei is a lashon of moving his lips, and as people say that his lips were moving, therefore this can't be the makar for the explanation of the word macheshes and machvas according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. And therefore Gemara states el Gemara Gemiri la Rabbi Yisrael Glili had a kabbalah, and as Rashi states el Gemara dezu mechusa vezu megula. And some explain that whenever the Gemara states El Gemara Gemiri law, that it means that it was Halacha L'Mishnah Mesinai, and others explain that it just means that he had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Eimer, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, he explained the difference between Macheshes and Machvas as Macheshes Amuko Maser Reichashin and Machvas Sofo Maser Koshin. And the Gemara explains that the Makar for the definition that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel brought is Macheshes Amuko Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashat Sav, the Chol Mincha. batana, the chol nasa ba macheshes, the al machbas la koin, a makab isolosia, and by the gate of Minchas macheshes, the Torah states, the chol nasa ba macheshes, and it was made inside macheshes, and therefore it's mashma, it has an edge, and it's a deep pin, and machbas sofa, the chsiv al machbas, and as the pasuk stated, the chol nasa ba macheshes, the al machbas, and it states that it was made on top of the machbas, and therefore it's mashma, it didn't have a major rim, and therefore it was considered that it was made on top of the pin or on top of the griddle. And as Rashi states, Bamacheshesh mashma b'teicha al moyish l'toich, and v'al machvas mashma lev v'loy b'teicha de'in l'toich. And the Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanon, that we learned in the Braisa that there's machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel in the following case, that Beisham imrim ha'imer rei alay macheshesh yeimunach ad shiyav elio, if when making a neder, one did not say that I want to bring a minchas machvas or minchas macheshesh, or they didn't use the Lashon HaMishnah of Harei Alai Bamachvas or Harei Alai Bamachashes, and instead they just stated Harei Alai Machashes or Harei Alai Machvas, so Yemunach Ad Shiyav Elio, then they can't be Mekayim the Neder, and in order for them to be able to be Mekayim the Neder, they would have to wait until Elio HaNavi comes and clarifies what the meaning of these words mean. The Gemara now continued to explain what the suffix was, as Misafklu, as Beishameh had a suffix, Yal Shum Kli Nikru, or Yal Shum Maseyen. Certainly when someone states Harei Alai Bimacheshes, then certainly wants to bring something that comes in a macheshes and comes in that type of pin. However, we state Harei Alai Macheshes, so in that case, we have a suffix. Did he mean that I want to donate to the Beis HaMikdash a pin called a macheshes, or did he mean that I want to bring a mincha called a minchas macheshes? And as Rashi explained, Misafkelhu, Iyal Shem Kolyon Nikro, Machvas Macheshes, Sheyesh Kli Sheshmoy Machvas, Vyesh Kli Sheshmoy Macheshes, and the second side is, Iyal Shem Maseyon Nikro, Shezel Maser Rechashim Vizu Maser Koshin. Therefore, Hilkoch Ikalameim Mincha Nadar, that certainly it's possible to say that his intent was to be Menader Mincha, the Ikalameim Melaydis Nader Mincha El Klesharis Atzmai, but it's also possible that he didn't intend to be Misnader Mincha, he only intended to be Misnader a Klesharis called in Macheshes, or a Klesharis called in Machvas. Rashi explains that this is actually a question as to how to explain the Pasuk, as Iyal Shem Akli Kari Lakra Mincha Amnasis B'Macheshes, Avon Mincha Gufo Lo Yikroi Macheshes, Hai Kli Nada Vein Meve Mincha Elim Kein Omar Harei Lai Minchas Macheshes Oy Harei Lai Ba Macheshes Veiklame Menami Asha Maseo Kroi Macheshes. And it's also possible that the Torah actually called this Mincha a Minchas Macheshes V'loy Hashem Kli El HaMincha Atzmo Zeh Shema V'zeh Minchas Nada V'loy Kli. Therefore Yehei Munach Ad Shiyav Elio. And Ayin Tesis, who discusses that why is it that he can't just bring both, and he can't bring a Minchas Macheshes and also bring a Kli to the Beis HaMikdash called a Macheshes. And in addition, based on the way that we just explained the Tutzdodim of Beis Shammai, so certainly this question is not only relevant according to the way that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel defined Macheshes and Machvas, but the same question would apply according to the way Rabbi Yisrael Glili defined the words Macheshes and Machvas. However, I in the beginning of Taisis Dibu Maskel Misafkelu Yal Shem Kalyon Nikro, where he brings down a different explanation of our Gemara, and Taisis brings it down in the name of Rashi, and as he states, Kach Perish Bekuntres, even though that's not found in our Rashi, the Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who learns like Taisis, Ayin Shem, and the Gemara now continues, U'beisil Imrim, and Beisil holds Kli Hayu B'Migdash, U'machash Shema, V'doyim Kamin Kalbos Omok, U'chshebotzik Munach B'teichai, Doyim Kamin Tapuche HaBureisim, U'chamin Balute HaYivonim, and V'oimen, the Pasuk also stated, V'chol Nasu B'machashes, V'al Machvas, and Alma Shumakilim Nikru, V'loyal Shumaseyem, and Beisil holds that we do not have a suffix. Certainly if someone makes a neder and states Harei Alai Macheshes, then one doesn't bring a Kar Minchas Macheshes, and instead would be chayiv to bring a Kli Sharis to the Beis HaMikdash called a Macheshes, since we know that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a Kili called a Macheshes, and it was a pin that was shaped in a semicircle, and it looked similar to the letter C. Therefore, as Rashi states, it looked like tongues. It also had round indentations at the bottom of the pin, and Beis Hillel tells us that it looked like Tapuche HaBureisim, which are some type of apples, because the indentations in the pin caused the bread to have that shape. Therefore, it also looked like acorns, and as the Gemara stated, Balutei HaYivonim, like Greek acorns. And that's the first raya, that a macheshes refers to the pin itself, and it doesn't refer to the mincha. And Beis Hillel brings a second raya, as the pasuk states, V'chol nasa b'macheshes v'al machvas. And the pasuk clearly tells us that this mincha is made in a pin called a macheshes, and in a pin called a machvas, and therefore it's pasha to Beis Hillel that if someone states Harei Alai Machvas, or someone states Harei Alai Macheshes, then they mean to be misnadev a klisharis always called Macheshes or Machvas. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out that the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dal states, V'chisakav korban minchas mafitano, soilus chalus matzis belulus bashemen, or kike matzis meshuchim bashomen. That if one is makrev a korban called a mincha mafitano, then we know they have to bring 10 loaves of bread, and either they could bring chalus matzis belulus bashemen, or they could bring kike matzis meshuchim bashomen. As the Pasuk tells us, chalus matzis are belulus bashemen, that are first mixed with oil and then baked, and rikike matzis are baked without oil, and then they're smeared with oil, and as the Pasuk states, rikike matzis meshuchim bashomen. Our Mishnah begins that if someone states, Harelai batanor, that I want to bring a korban minchas mafei tanor, so lo yovi mafei kupach, v'loi mafei ofim, and also not mafei yuris harvoyim. So the Torah specifies that when one brings a minchas mafei tanor, he has to actually bring a mincha that was baked in an oven, and the question is, what is defined as an oven? And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that in those days, the standard oven was built in a way that it had an opening on its side, and it also had an opening on the top, and it was wider on the bottom and narrower on the top. When cooking inside the oven, they were able to place two pots inside the oven, and when baking bread in the oven, they would take dough and they would stick it on the walls of the oven, and that is the tana that one has to use in order to make the minchas mafei tana. And the Mishnah teaches us that you can't use a kupach, and Rashi explains min tana koton mokim shvisas kreir achas, that this is a smaller type of oven which only had room for one pot, and that is not considered a proper oven. And similarly, one could not bake the bread on ra'ofim, and as the Rav explains in Mishnayis, this refers to very hot stones that were heated up, and then they would bake the breads right on top of the stones, and once again, this is not considered an oven, and similarly, one cannot make this bread in Arabian pots, and as Rashi explains, yerishal oisim mokim, u'mesikin oisim va'ofim ben chalais, and they would heat up the actual pot, and then they would bake bread in the pot, and Rabbeinu Geshem, ra'ofim levenim, and yerish arvayim, inu ilfasei shal even, and the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, and Rabbi Yehuda is chil, come one is dinim, and Rabbi Yehuda states, rotzim mevi mafe kupach, that if one wants, they could bring a bread made in kupach, as even though the kupach was a smaller oven, but ultimately it was an oven, therefore it could be used to make a minchas mafe tanor. The Mishnah now continues, if someone states, harelai minchas mafe, lo yovi mechze chalis u mechze rekikin, and as we explain, he has to bring 10 loaves of bread. The Mishnah teaches us that although he has a choice, if he wants to bring chalis to rekikin, but he can't bring 5 chalis and 5 rekikin, and Shimon Matan pleishu korban echad, however Shimon holds that it's considered one korban, and if someone wants to bring 5 chalis and 5 rekikin, then he could do so as well. Our Gemara begins and brings the machlekes between the Tana Kama Rabbi Huda that we saw in our Mishnah. As Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa that since the Pasuk says, v'chisakav korban mincha mafetanar, so we learn that, v'loi mafet kupach, v'loi mafet ra'ofim, v'loi mafet yoris harvayim, and this is the makor for the Shita Tana Kama in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Huda Imer, Tana shtei pomim, l'hachshem mafet kupach, that since the Pasuk uses the term Tana, both in Pashas Vayikra and in Pashas Tzav, and as we saw that in Pashas Vayikra, the Pasuk states, v'chisakav korban minchas mafetanar, and in Pashas Tzav, the Torah states, v'chol mincha shetei ofer batanar, and the word Tana is a general miyot, and as the Tana Kama taught us, that from the word Tana, we're mayed, v'loi mafet kupach, v'loi mafet ra'ofim, v'loi mafet yeris harvayim, and since the Torah used the term Tana twice, so ein miyot achamiyot el rabbis, and therefore the Torah is telling us that it doesn't have to be dafka in a Tana that holds 2 pots, but it could even be made in a mafet kupach, and this mincha could even be baked in a smaller oven. The Braisa continues and brings the sheet of Rav Shimon, to Rav Shimon Omer, Tana shnei pomim, while it's true that the Torah mentioned the word Tana twice, but we don't have the klal of ein miyot achamiyot el rabbis. We actually learn something from the words Tana in both places, and as Rav Shimon explains, Echot shtei afiyosim etana, one mention of the word Tana teaches us that this bread has to be dafka baked in a Tana, not in a kupach, not in ra'ofim, and not in yoyer sarvayim. Echot shehei ekdeshim etana, and the second time it states Tana, it's teaching us that when someone takes this mincha and places it in a Tana, then that will give it kedusha saguf, and even if you didn't place it in klisharis previously, we now receive kedusha saguf. And the Gemara continues, that how can you say that Rav Shimon holds that once you place it in the oven, then it would receive kedusha saguf? But we learn in the Mishnah that tzadik here in Beis, Rav Shimon Omer lo ilum haviragel omer shtei alechem v'lechem ha'panim k'shiris ba'azar k'shiris b'beis pagi. Rav Shimon stated that you should always say that the shtei alechem as well as the lechem ha'panim are kosher to be baked in the azara, and they're also kosher to be baked in beis pagi, which, as Rashi explains, chutz l'chaim es ha'azara chaim ma'achas v'chein shmei. Mishma that outside of the Azara there was a wall called Beis Pagi, and L'maisa we find that you're allowed to bake the bread of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem upon him outside of the Azara. As Rashi points out, if Rav Shimon really holds that once you place the bread into the oven, at the Tana Mekadesh the bread, and immediately this bread will become Pasul B'yotze. Gemara continues, Amarava, and therefore Rav explains, Ema Shehekdeshin L'shem Tana, when Rav Shimon taught us that from one mention of the word Tana, we learn out, Echad Shehekdeshin B'tana, it doesn't mean that we receive Kedush Saguf in the Tana, but it means that when one is Makdish the Seiles for this Mincha, then at that time they should say, that be Mekadesh the Seiles in order to bake it in the oven, and as Rashi says, L'shem Tana, Shehekdeshin L'shem Tana, that learns our Gemara a bit differently, and he learns that the question was from Chaimis Beis Pagi that Isak Adaitar Bein Lakhdishinu Tanar Hechin Ksherim Bechutz Hakai Malon De In Kelim Mekachim Bechutz Ayin Shom, and Ayin Taisis who discusses Rashi and Ayin Meforshim that are bothered with the Pshat of Rashi as well Ayin Shom. Gemara continues and quotes for our Mishnah, and we saw a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon as the Tanakam taught us that stolen states, Harei Elai Milchus Mafa, Lo Yovi Mechza Chalus, Mechza Rekikin, and Rav Shimon Matir, Pleishu Korban Echad. Gemara now brings a Braisa, as Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pasuk by Yikra states, Chi Sakriv Korban Milchus Mafa Tana, Seilus Chalus Matzis, Beludus Bashemen, or Rekikin Matzis, Meshuchim Bashemen, since the Torah uses the term, Vichi Sakriv, and when you will be Makriv, we learn, Kishitakriv, Lasis Hadav Rishus, and this teaches us that this is a Rishus, and one could be Misnadiv, Minchas Mafetana. The pasuk continues Korban Mincha, and Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explains Minayin Loim Harei Lai Minchas Mafet Shelo Yovi Mechza Chalos Umechza Rekikin Tam Leimet Korban Mincha. The Torah teaches us that one should bring a Korban Mincha. Therefore, we see Korban Echad Amati Lecha V'Lo Yishnayim U'Shloisha Korbanos, that I have told you to bring one Korban and not two or three Korbanos. And therefore, when bringing a Korban Mincha Mafetana, you have a choice to either bring 10 Chalos Matzis Beludus Bashemen, or you can bring 10 Rikikim Matzis Meshuchim Bashomen, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Kleimer Korban Echom Min Echad Yavi Minchas Mafei V'lo Yishnayim Vim Hoye Mevi Mechze Chalis and Mechze Rikikin Hoye Yishnayim Kabonois. And the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. The Braisa continues with the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who argued on Tanakam and our Mishnah, and Omele Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon responds to Rabbi Yehuda, and we continue on Dav Samach Gimel Beis V'chinam Korban Korban Shnei Pomim, and according to you that each of these are considered its own Mincha, and there's one Minchas Mafetana that comes with Chalis Matzis Beludus Bashemen, and then there's a separate Mincha that comes with Rekikin Matzis Meshuchim Bashemen. Then the Torah should have stated the word Korban two times, V'aloylo Nemel Korban Echad, and the Torah only uses the term Korban one time, V'nemel by Chalis Rekikin, and the Torah still discusses Chalis and Rekikin, and therefore Zakrab Shimon Me'ata. So this teaches us, Ratzel Havi Chalis Mevi Rekikin Mevi, that the Torah allows you to choose and either bring 10 chalais or bring 10 rekikin. However, one also has a choice of bringing mechza chalais or mechza rekikin maybe, and that would also be valid. And Rav Shimon continues that after baking the chalais and rekikin, then they will break up the chalais and rekikin into small pieces, or boil them the kaimitz mishneim, and then they will mix them up, and they will do the kmitza from both the chalais and the rekikin, then come for all of biyodim me'echad al shneim yotza, and even if the kmitza is done only from neither chalais or rekikin, then it would still be yotza. And Ayin Rashi v'alei nemel korban echad v'afa pikein kasa by shnei minin almosh neim nekoran korban echad. And Rashi continues uboilon v'la'acha fiyasam paitnanu mufachon ad shemachzir l'sultan k'da arma be'ilu menachais and v'acha kach boilon ka'achas b'shemen. And it would seem that Rav Shimon had a very valid taina against Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara will discuss this in a moment. But the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda basically agrees with the sheet of his father Rabbi Yehuda. However, he brings another makar, and the Gemara will explain what the nafkamina is between the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda imer minayin lo imer rei lai minchas mafesh lo yavi mechze chalos umechze rekikin. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda states that how do we know that if someone says that I want to bring a minchas mafer, that they could either bring 10 chalos or 10 rekikin, but they cannot bring 5 chalos and 5 rekikin? Talmud Bleiman, his makar is from the Pesukim and Pashas Tzav that states the chol mincha sheteofa betano the chol nasav macheshes val machbas lakoyin amakvay say loisia. And then the next pasuk states the chol mincha b'lulu b'shem v'chareva l'chol b'nei aron tia ish ke'achiv. These psukim mention the word kol three times, and the psukim speak about six different karbonos. is, and therefore Zok Rabbi Yisrael Bebuda, Ma v'chola amal amata shtei min chalukin, ha v'chola amal amayla shtei min chalukin, that just like when the Torah stated, kol nasa b'machashas v'al machbas l'kain ha-makba yisrael oisiyah, that's referring to two separate menachas, and similarly when the Pasuk stated, v'chol mincha b'lulu b'shemen v'chareva, that it's also referring to two separate kabanas, one is a mincha that has oil, and one is a mincha schoite that doesn't have oil at all, and therefore when the Pasuk speaks about the mincha mafetana, it also refers to two separate kabanas. One is a mincha mafetana that's brought from chalais, and the second is the mincha mafetana that's brought from rakikin. And just like regarding the other kabanas, one can't substitute one for the other, so therefore the same applies, but again, the mincha mafetana that's brought from chalais and rakikin, and one has to either bring 10 chalais or 10 rakikin, and he can't bring 5 chalais and 5 rakikin. Certainly, if one made a neder to bring a mincha mafetana from chalais, then they can't bring a mincha mafetana from rakikin. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapikam Rab Shimon, that Lachira, Rab Shimon had a good taina on the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda, as how could Rabbi Yehuda state that since the Pasuk states the word carbon, and the Torah is teaching you carbon echad v'lo shnayim, if Lamaisa the opposite seems to be true, since the Torah only mentioned the word carbon one time, and the Torah speaks both about chalas and rakikin, so it's mashma that the chalas and rakikin are interchangeable. And the Gemara answers, Amalacha, the Rabbi Yehuda will respond to Rab Shimon, that kimin dechsiv bashemen bashemen, command dechsiv carbon carbon dummy, that inach and amid, although it only states the word carbon one time, however, both been a gay, the chalas matzah is the pasuk states bashemen, and the pasuk also states a rakikin matzah meshuchim bashemen, and as Rashi explains, hifsik inyan she'im boin ka'achas, and the Gemara continues, Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon will respond to Rabbi Yehuda, id like siv bashemen bashemen, have a mina dafka mechze chalas and mechze rakikin, have a chalas and chudayu, rakikin and chudayu, e maloi, kamash malon. Rav Shimon explains that if the Torah would not have written the word bashemen both by chalas matzais as well as by rakikin matzais, so we would think that the Torah is actually teaching us that the only way that one could bring a minchas mafetana is only if they bring 5 chalas matzais and 5 rakikin matzais, but if someone wants to bring either 10 chalas matzais or 10 rakikin matzais, they would not be able to do so. Therefore, the Torah mentions the word shemen twice in order to show us that there is a hefsek between them, and if one wants to bring 10 chalas or one wants to bring 10 rakikin matzais, they could do so. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Avuah, that would seem that the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of his father Rabbi Yehuda seem to be exactly the same, and it would seem from the Braisa that they actually chaylik on one another, and the Gemara explains, Einach Nami, there is a machlekes, as Iker Benayu di Oved, since Rabbi Yehuda learns this din from the fact that the Torah states the word carbon one time, so therefore this is only a din l'chatchila, and if one were bringing 5 chalas and 5 rakikin, then b'di Eved he would be Yitza. However, since Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda's Makar is based on a hekesh between the Minchas Mafetana and the Minchas Machbas and Macheshes and the Mincha Belula Bashem and Chareva, therefore, as Rashi explains, Ki Hecha de Belula de Him Minchas de Dove of the Chareva de Him Minchas Chote, Afilo de Evan and Irvim Sulais, Ki de Amal Yosem La Hashem and Vim Sam Pasol, Hachinami Chazur Kikin de Evad Loi. Therefore, if one made an edit to bring a Minchas Mafetana and he brought 5 Chalais and 5 Rikikin, then even Bidi Evad he would not be Yitza, Hadullah Kalam Menachais, Hadullah Kalam Menachais, Hadullah Kalam Menachais. And we continue with the new Perek and the new Mishnah. And although in the Gemara, the Perek of Rabbi Shmuel Omer is the 6th Perek of Mesechtes Menachais, however, in Mishnayis, we have it as the 10th Perek of Mesechtes Menachais. And the Mishnah begins and brings machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim regarding the Karban Omer that's brought on Shabbos. And as we know, the Karban Omer was brought on the 2nd day of Pesach, which is, of course, the 1st day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. And the Karban Omer was brought from Bali and was cut on Matzah Yontiv Rishon. The Karban was then brought on the 2nd day of Yontiv, as we will see in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Hayom and Aleph, that the Mishnah tells us that the Baisusim were Chol HaNechachamim, and they stated that since the Pasuk states Mimachus HaShabbos, they held that at all times the Omer wasn't brought on the 2nd day of Pesach. Instead, it was always brought on a Sunday and was brought on the day after Shabbos Bereishis, and then Shavuos always fell out on a Sunday. And as the Mishnah will state, Shai Omer in Ksiris HaOmer B'Matzah Yontiv, and we also know that the Torah teaches us that the Omer comes as a Yisarin of flour, and of course, in order to end up with a Yisarin of flour, one had to cut and reap a lot more barley, and of course, winnow them, and then grind them, and then sift them in order to make them into fine flour. If the 2nd day of Pesach is actually Shabbos, then when cutting the barley, and by doing all these processes in order to make flour, you would be over on multiple melachos, and of course, generally, a Minchas Omer, which is a carbon tzibur, is Deicha Shabbos. However, our mission now begins and brings a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim, as Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omer here, Bob Shabbos, Mishalosh Soyin, and Vichayim Chamish. Although certainly during the weekday, in order to make sure that we had the finest flour, they would begin the process by using five saw, and ultimately they would take a certain of that flour, which was very fine and the best quality. However, on Shabbos, in order to be made in Malacha, they would only start with three saw, and this way they would be made in the Malachais, as they would only have to be Kaitza and Zaira and Bura and Teichin and be Merakid, only three saw instead of five saw. However, that was no difference between Shabbos and the weekday, they would always start off with three saw. And the Mishnah will now continue and bring another machlekes, and this machlekes will also discuss if they made any change between Shabbos and weekday, and this machlekes will be between Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohen and Chachamim. And as the Mishnah continues, Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohen and Omer, B'Shabbos Hayin Nikza B'Yachid V'Magal Echad V'Kupa Achas V'Chol B'Shloisha B'Sholish Kupas V'Sholish Maglois, that although during the weekday it would cut and reap the barley using three people, as well as by using three baskets and three sickles, and as we will see, that this was done in order to show that we don't hold like by Susim, and to make sure there's a piersim adava that they bring the Minchas HaOmer during the week and not only on Sunday, whether in order to be Mayim Malacha. So when the second day of Pesach fell on Shabbos, they would only have one person that would cut the barley, and they would only use one basket, and they would also use one sickle. The Chamoimim Echad Shabbos Vechachol B'Shloisha B'Sholosh Kupos V'Sholosh Maglois, that even on Shabbos they would still use three people, they would use three baskets, and they would also use three sickles. And Ayin Rashi in the Mishnah Dibur Maschul B'Chol Imchol Shisha Asa B'Chol Kaitun Chamish Soin, then they would cut five saw on the night between the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach. U'minifim Mikol Saw Ma'at Oisik Seus Dak Ha'yitzi Rishoin Shehu Mavcha, and ultimately Maitziim in Hei Soin Isarin Hidichsev, and as the Pasuk states in Pashat B'Shalach Va'im Asir Seifahu. And our Gemara now begins Bishlim Rabbanan Kasavri Isarin Mavcha Bishleisha Soin Asi V'leishna B'chol V'leishna B'Shabbos, that certainly we understand the sheet of the Chachamim, as the Chacham hold that number one, that in order to produce a Isarin of the best quality flour, then all you have to start off with is three saw. And in addition, they hold that we don't make a chil between Shabbos and the weekday. El Rabbi Shmuel, my kasava. But what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? As ikasava yisarim uvchol loyasi lan mechamish that afilu b'Shabbos nami. As if he holds that the only way to produce a yisarim of fine flour is only by starting off with five saw, then certainly this should also be allowed to be done on Shabbos. As lemaisa, in order to bring a carbon, you have to bring from the best flour. And imisholishasi afilu b'chol nami. And if he holds that you could get the best flour even from three saw, then why does he require five saw during the weekday if you should only have to start off with three saw? And the Gemara explains, Amarava Kasav Rabbi Shmuel, Yisar Mubcha Bulei Tircha Asim Mechamesh, Betircha Asim Misholesh, that certainly even if one begins by having three saw, then through great Tircha, and by sifting it again and again, you could definitely get a Yisar in a very fine flour. However, certainly it's much easier to get a Yisar in a fine flour by starting the process using five saw. That's why Rabbi Shmuel holds B'chol Maisina Mechamesh, Tohachi Shvicha Milsa, during the week you should use five saw, as that is a better process and it's much easier process. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Shlei Yitzarech Lital El Ha'ava Kabor Shabai, and this way you'll even get even finer flour and you'll only use the choicest part of the flour. However, B'Shabbos Mutav Shiyab Melacha Achas Ba'akada Bal Yab Melacha Yishabei, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that on Shabbos, although by using three saw you'll have to be Matriach more and you'll have to sift the flour more times, however he holds that it's better to do one Melacha more times than by doing multiple Melachais. And if we would allow you to cut five saw bali, then one would have to be Kaitza and Zaira and Bura and Teichen and be Merakid multiple times, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel's Mechali between Shabbos and the weekday. And we will stop over here.